Hello and welcome to day two of a process that when we're finished is not only going to change your life, it's going to change you for all eternity. Let's get started. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day two, a pearl of great price. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. The attraction that you feel to consecrate yourself to the Immaculate is a purely supernatural gift, a grace from above. From the depths of the heart of God Himself, it was a burning desire that our Lord carried in His heart during His whole life, and especially during His passion. He did not consider His work of redemption finished until He entrusted Saint John, the beloved disciple, to Mary, and until the disciple took her into his home. Saint John, on his part, represented the whole church, and therefore you as well, which Jesus was entrusting to Our Lady. It is a pure grace which you did not merit, which no one can merit, but which God nevertheless wants to bestow upon you in His great goodness. It is a mystery of love, a pearl of great price, for which it is worth selling everything. Although you will neither understand nor fully appreciate its value until God Himself reveals its value to you on the last day, when all things are made known, you must do all in your power to possess it. Consecration to Our Lady, you must remember this, is a grace which, like all grace, not everyone accepts, not even when offered. Remember that, like anyone else, you too can be unfaithful and resist it. You can lose it and deserve the words of lament that our Lord pronounced for so many poor souls who do indeed reject and lose this pearl. O Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is forsaken and desolate. Oh, if you only understood how ardent the desire of the Sacred Heart of Jesus is to see you safe under the mantle of Our Lady, like chicks gathered under the wings of a hen, and how sad He is that so many souls refuse and remain forsaken and desolate without grace. Pray to Our Lady to not permit you to lose this most precious grace. Now let us turn to page 77 for our prayers. If you can kneel, please kneel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The act of adoration of the Most Holy Trinity. I adore you, our Heavenly Father, because you have deigned to place in the most pure womb of Mary your only begotten Son. I adore you, O Son of God, because you condescended to enter the womb of Mary and became truly her actual Son. I adore you, O Holy Spirit, because you deigned to form in her immaculate womb the body of the Son of God. I adore you, O Most Holy Trinity, O One God in the Holy Trinity, for having exalted the Immaculate in such a divine way. And I will never cease daily from the first moment I awake to adore you most humbly, O Divine Trinity, with my face to the ground, repeating three times. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The act of trust in the Immaculate. Dearest Mother, deign to do with me whatever is pleasing to you, for the greatest glory of God. I am yours, my dearest Immaculate Mother. You see how miserable I am, walking along the edge of a precipice full of self-love. If you release me from your immaculate hands for even only one instant, I will be the first to fall into the most grievous sins and into the bottom of hell. But if you do not let go of me, although this is something of which I am completely unworthy, and if you will lead me, I will surely not fall, and I will become a saint, a great saint. O Mary, conceive without sin. Pray for us who have recourse to you, and for all who do not have recourse to you, especially for the enemies of the Holy Church, and those recommended to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that concludes day two of our preparation for total consecration. If you're going to succeed at this, you have to be convinced of one thing, and that is the beginning, the middle, and the end of total consecration is Jesus Christ. St. Maximilian Kolbe says that the essence of holiness is union with God, to do God's will. That is my end game. So the end of Marian consecration is Jesus. The goal of Mary is to make you like Christ. The Virgin Mary is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And she specializes in what? Forming the body of Christ. As members of the body of Christ, the more I surrender my life to her and into her hands, the more that she will help me to become like Christ. You have two people, one totally consecrated to Mary, one who says, I'm going to go it alone. I'm going to go to Jesus all by myself. The one totally consecrated to Mary will be more like Christ. End of story. End of story, because this is the very will of God the Father. The end is Jesus Christ. The beginning of Marian consecration is Jesus Christ. The whole point of doing this is that Jesus did it first. When the second person of the Holy Trinity became man, he took the flesh of the Virgin Mary, whose blood was flowing through his baby veins, the blood of the Virgin Mary. When he was born, it was the Virgin Mary who provided him his nourishment, his comfort, his consolation. The flight into Egypt, they're trying to kill the baby Jesus. And where's Jesus? In the arms of the Virgin Mary. Is he worried about King Herod and his henchmen? Absolutely not. He's completely content, swaddled in the loving arms of the Virgin Mary. Jesus says, if you wish to enter the kingdom of God, you must become like a little child, the Christ child. Your life and his life must become one. And it happens when you surrender your life to the Virgin Mary and you entrust yourself to her fully. And finally, a child resembles their parent. The more time you spend with Mary, as you begin to pray more to her, you begin to surrender more things in your life to her, you will begin to resemble her more and more. Who's the most pleasing person to Jesus Christ? His mother, Mary. Who's the most precious daughter of God the Father? Mary. Who's the most beloved spouse of the Holy Spirit? Mary. And so when you spend time with Mary, and that's what's going to happen when we pray our rosaries, when we spend time in mental prayer with Mary, we become more like her and thus more pleasing to Jesus Christ. So I give my life to Mary because of Jesus Christ, and by giving my life to Mary, I become more like her and thus become more pleasing to Jesus Christ. God bless you, God love you, and we will see you tomorrow.